I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, the organization that promotes civil government school system abolition. The economy is getting worse because the civil government is getting bigger and bigger. There are more and more communist central planners and less private organizations, including churches. When the economy gets worse and Christian missionaries get squeezed financially, they go to other Christians for funds. But they're soliciting the wrong government. They should be soliciting the civil government, not the church government. The civil government is who has our money. I received a letter recently from a missionary who wants me to donate funds to his cause. His cause is worth donating to as it advances the gospel to children. But what is frustrating is he doesn't understand that he is trying to squeeze blood out of a turnip. People are tapped out. The civil government is getting bigger and bigger at the expense of the church government and family government. I spoke recently about how I received a property tax bill for property I own. There were 19 taxes on the bill. 19. Five of the 19 were for education. For just one of the education taxes, I was forced to pay $1,150.93 for a grade school, and I don't even have children. 86% of the tax bill was for education. This is outrageous. It ought to outrage you as it outrages me. So when someone asks me for money, I tell them, the civil government has it. Even if you take just the one tax I pay, the $1,150.93, and give it back to the family government and church government, that would be almost $100 a month I could give to this person to promote Christianity instead of humanism. If you are a Christian in need of money for your ministry, you need to look to the civil government. They have your money, and the way to get it back is by lowering property taxes. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.